The under-construction $200 million Zen Building will house renewable energy and clean tech research. It is designed to operate as a zero-energy building, or ZEN, that generates its own power. Although located in the Albany city limits, it will generate zero tax dollars. The Nano College intended to use Albany's economic development arm, the Capital Resource Corporation, to borrow money to fund the Zen building. Times Union reporter Jordan Carlio Evangelist explains CMSE would use the city as a middleman to get access to $186 million in low-interest bonds to foot the bill for construction.
The city, being the middleman, can extract a project fee, sort of a we helped you out fee, of 1%, which on this project added up to almost $1.9 million.
The project had been in the works for months.
If there was a controversial element to it, it's that the Nano College was also asking for an exemption from mortgage tax, which is $2.3 million on this loan.
The process was moving along as expected until last week, when CRC's Finance Committee was ready to send a positive recommendation endorsing the deal on to the full board.
One of the board members, Dominic Calcellaro, had raised questions about the potential reduction in the fee that the Nano College would pay the city. And that potential reduction to about $1.4 million sort of set off this whole chain of events that eventually blew the deal up.
Calcellaro has no problem with the not-for-profit Nano School, but he has questions as well as concerns.
The issue is the for-profit businesses that locate in nanotech buildings and don't pay taxes.
He gave an example. A commercial barbershop renting space in a church would be expected to pay taxes. He applies that logic to nanotech.
Why do we have these multi-billion dollar for-profit corporations there making money using not-for-profit buildings, using Albany Police Services, Albany Fire Services, Albany EMS Services, and not paying the city one thin dime in property taxes?
When push came to shove, CNSC spokesman Jerry Gretzinger emailed the media early Saturday morning, announcing the Zen funding application had been withdrawn. Carlio Evangelist reports Tuesday that Mayor Sheehan, who did not return calls for comment Tuesday, hopes to resuscitate the deal. CNSC's Gretzinger casts doubt.
We look at what's gone on as, you know, this is water under the bridge at this point. We are moving on. We're moving forward. We don't have any issue with the city or the mayor or the county executive. They've always been very supportive of everything we do.
Gretzinger says the Nano College remains committed to pursuing opportunities beneficial for city and county, and adds construction of the Zen building will spur significant economic development in the region and is scheduled for completion in 2015. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.